Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Wednesday. A trans woman in Australia is suing a social media site for women after she was kicked off it. Giggle for Girls asked users for a selfie so artificial intelligence could determine their gender. Roxanne Tickle's photo was categorised as female and she was on the app for a few months, but then the AI decision was manually overridden. She's taken the case to Australia's federal court, claiming unlawful discrimination on the basis of gender identity. Outside the court, 10 News First heard from supporters on both sides.
This is a small group of people who are trying to take away our rights as transgender people.
Women have single-sex spaces for a reason. They don't need them all the time, but they need to know they're there.
Giggle for Girls CEO says it didn't break sex discrimination laws. The app very sadly shut down in August 2002. Rather than focus on dodgy priests, the Vatican's going after trans people, says gender-affirming surgery is a violation of human dignity, and so is what the dodgy priests get up to. This is coming from a 20-page Vatican declaration that's been approved by the Pope, covers what it calls a range of threats, including abortion and assisted dying. The document's been criticised as archaic and uninclusive of all God's children. And an outdoor activities club for LGBTQ plus people is turning 50, as am I in about 3.5 years. Botox incoming. The Gay Outdoor Club was set up back in 1974 and it's become the oldest and biggest of its kind in the UK. Had just 5 members to start with, that's grown now to around 1,800. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.